Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so excited tonight because awesome author coming on the air, Miss Allison M. Deese. She's an author, poet, phenomenal poet. She's also in the medical field. She's coming straight from North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, and we're just excited for her to come onto the show and talk to us this evening about her collaborative project, Somebody Pray For Me. I'm really looking forward to hearing from her this evening. This evening, since she will be coming on later on in the show, so we're going to have our open mic segment first. And we're going to have my co-host come in. CVG, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes, I can hear you, dear. I am so glad that we are on the air this evening and really pop off our open mic segment this evening. And with you being on the air, I'm going to give you the mic and let you pop it all off for us this evening.
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot tonight, right away. Huh. Oh, my God. Well, I wasn't prepared for that, but guess what? You know, I got something for you. I'm going to do a little piece that I call Softly Sweet Music. And it goes like this. Music is the key. Music is the key to harmony. That special part of me, music lives in the heart of me. Like a beautiful woman you can't ignore. Music, oh sweet music, please do me more. Lay me down and caress my body tonight. Songs of love, the soul's delight. Music, soft music, don't conclude. Heartfelt from interlude to prelude, the fingertips of sweet melodies, massaging my eternal being like raindrops on a flower. As melodic sweetness drifts me away minutes into hours, as the strings soften the moments, as sweet voices sing through components, music, sweet music, you never fail. Sweet music, orgasmic spell. Breaking my body down to nothingness. Sweet music, so softly indulging endless. Music, infinitely the ultimate sweetness. Sweet, soft music on a plateau so high, the smile I wear, the tears I cry. Sweet music, next to me she lies. Sweet music, till we close our eyes. And that's my little piece.
Wow, wonderful. You deserve a hand clap for that.
Well, thank you.
Bravo. That was a magnificent piece.
Thank you, baby. Thank you very much.
Did you take your bow?
Yes, I did. I took my bow. Did you take your curtsy for introducing us?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I got to say my piece first, and then I'll do, you know, do the curtsy going on here.
All right, then get with it. Then get busy, girl. Get busy.
I'm going to take it to the spiritual realm for a moment here. This piece is called Counting Your Blessings in Two. One, then two. Trials and tribulations have you circling, lost in a zone. Aimlessly wondering, what should I do? A still small voice answers you and says, all you need to do is count to two, and you will find the victory that God has awaiting you. There are always two sides, up and down, black and white, confident and fright, good and bad. This is God's formula that has always been in place. It's designed to eliminate the hurt, and with joy, sadness is replaced. If you study God's formula and learn to count your blessings in two, you will remember he is the same God who helped you before. He's ready and willing to restore. Have faith in your heart. Reach out for God's hand. Accept what he sends, though you can't understand. He knows what's best for you because he's designed your life plan. If you trust in his wisdom, your life will be blessed. You'll find that your life will be less consumed with unwanted stress. You'll remember the good things you've had. You'll find that you have no reason to waddle in being sad. For joy cometh in the morning, it's always the victory of blessings awaiting you. If you only count your blessings, one, then two. God's favor circles back to you, so in all things give God thanks. He has already put in place an escape plan for you. Be grateful to him, for the battle is already won. So embrace counting your blessings, one, then two, because you know after going through, your victory and blessings are awaiting you, and that's that piece.
Wow, that's really an enlightening piece. I really enjoyed that. You know, it's true.
Yeah.
We can make it without
God. Let me get my little clap on here. Hold on, CBG. Hold on a second here. Wait a minute now. I'm doing the curtsy right now.
You doing your curtsy, you spinning around too?
All right. I'm not left
on here. I can't see in the guest room for some reason. I mean, in the chat room. Is there anyone in the chat room?
Actually, yes, there is. And let's acknowledge that right now. And while we're doing it, let's acknowledge guest 4578. Thank you for being in the chat room. Guest 4604, thank you for chiming in. Guest 4628, thank you so much for chiming in. We're glad that you took the time out of your busy schedule to stop by and hang out with us for a moment. We're going to just keep it going here. And we're going to bring an author, poet, who provided us with some audio to listen to. This author, poet, he's a phenomenal brother. He has a lot going on. We're going to have him as a featured guest here in the near future. Darren B. Rankins. He has his own spiritual magazine called Pure Thoughts. He has a lot going on. He does a lot in the poetry industry and a lot in the community. And we're very happy to just have his pieces to display for this evening. One of his first prayers is Prayers in the Wind, and we're going to play that and remind our guests, anyone that's looking to tune into the show, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. Again, 917-932-8881. And here's this piece by Darren B. Rankin.
Prayers in the Wind. Please, O Lord, grant me my prayers. The prayers of the homeless are still wasting away, and the crop has yet to grow. Oh, Lord, the day was silent upon my wedding, without a bird to sing sweet melodies. Have you not heard my prayers, O Lord? But yes, my child, I did. Next time, pray with faith.
Okay. Okay, we thank Mr. Rankins for providing that piece for us. Prayers in the Wind. Thank you. CBG.
Yes, dear.
Hit us one more time.
CBG. Okay, I got to dig. We're going to have to talk for a minute because you throwing me up under the bus tonight. I wasn't expecting to be doing all this.
Okay, well, let me pop it up with a little bit of music for our listeners here before we bring in the next piece and the next all person. Right. All righty, let's hit them with a little Maxwell here.
Get together.
Okay. Welcome to the Poetic. That was Maxwell with Bad Habits. I don't know what it is about that song, but that song does something to me. love it.
All right, I'm under the bus.
We want to take this time out again to thank our guests and thank guest 6, Jimmy619. Thank you for stopping by the show. We're glad to have you. Guest 4578, guest 4628. Thank you again for hanging out with us this evening. If you want to call in, feel free to call in. Enjoy with us. Doing our thing, reciting chords, loving on one another. Again, the number to dial in is 917-932-8881.
Yeah. Oh, where did he?
Yeah.
You know, he put me under the bus, now I gotta get up.
Pardon?
I said, you threw me under the bus, now I gotta get up and represent him.
Lady, when we lock it low, we get together, it's an overdose. I'm flipping here among my
knees,
I feel my heart's about to explode.
All right. We're back to normal here. Back to normal.
That music is still playing.
I keep stopping it. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. All right. There we go again. What we're going to, we have another one by Darren B. Rankins. He provided us with a few of his poetry recitals, and we're going to, we don't have any callers yet, but we still have in the chat room. Again, thank you for hanging out with us. We're glad to have you. Feel free to call into the show. Again, the number is 917-932-8881. Again, 917-932-8881. And we're going to enjoy another piece by Darren B. Rankins. In open arms is this piece.
In open arms, he who stood on Galilee, so should I. When storms are beside me, I will not lose my focus. When I am troubled, and as my heart melts away until evening sunset, I will kneel to pray. When praying in Jesus' name, the darkness exists no more. For now I stand on holy ground with my Lord in open arms.
Okay.
All right. There was author, poet Darren B. Rankins. In open arms was that piece. We thank him for providing audio for us. I do see it's 9:19, and we're going to, I see that our guest has arrived in the building. So we're going to just kind of chime her in at this moment. She is author Allison M. Deese. She's an author, poet, medical officer administration. She's coming all the way from Asheville, North Carolina. She has written a short story called Discovery of the Joy Within. Ooh, that's a wonderful title. And that was in turn her poetic debut. She has also co-written the book Somebody Prayed for Me, which she will be talking about this evening with us. She's also debuted in a romance writing called Advertising My Love, due to come out in 2011. That sounds very, very interesting. And also she's currently working on a novel, Discovering the Joy Within. We are happy to have her here with us this evening, but we're going to just have her come in and onto the show. Allison, are you there?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Well, how are you? Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and we are so glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm tired, but I'm glad to be here.
Are you tired? Well, I am so glad that you took out the time with your busy schedule to be with us this evening.
Again, thank you for having me. You know,
you're quite
having
welcome.
Our class and then working after I get off out of class, you know, so it's interesting.
Oh, you're a go-getter. That's a great attribute to have. On the grind all the time. Well, I am so glad that you are one of the features author, because one of the things that really drew me to ask you to come on to the show is the title of the book that you have co-written with some of your pen sisters, Somebody Pray for Me. I really, really wanted to find out a lot more about the book and kind of find out a little bit more about you as a writer and your journey. So why don't you start off by telling all of our listeners a little bit about yourself and the journey that you've taken in becoming a poet and a writer.
Okay, well, like Michelle said, I am Allison Deese. I am in my mid-20s, finishing school, and my journey as a writer kind of started just from me trying to just heal my own hurt and my own soul from separating from my ex-husband, and it just stemmed from there. I put some of my writing on my MySpace blog, and my sister Christ and of the pen, Linda R. Herman, saw it and at first thought I was a classmate of hers. And when I told her I wasn't, you know, we began talking, and she said, you know, this is good. You ought to finish it out and submit it. I'm like, girl, I ain't submitting that. You know, we went back and forth for quite a while. Yeah, and in the end, God and Linda won the fight. And that's, you know, the rest is history.
Okay. So how did the book itself, the title, how did you guys come up with the title of the book?
Okay, when Somebody Prayed for Me, I was actually sitting at work. I work in a kind of like a student center computer lab type situation. And I was sitting there just kind of feeling down, and I just started saying to myself, you know, I can't sing, but I just started singing Somebody Prayed for Me, you know, and was actually starting to scare the other people around me. And then I just started typing it to Linda, and we were instant messaging each other back and forth. And she said, that needs to be a title of a book. I said, I know, but I can't quite see. I haven't felt, you know, where is it coming from? Because right now I've been kind of feeling like I can't even pray for myself. And she said, but don't you know that you reaching out for others will heal your hurt? And so I got started on the poem, the title piece of Somebody Prayed for Me, you know, and Linda started working up her short story, and we said, something is missing. I wasn't sure what it was. Linda wasn't sure what it was, but then she got in touch with our other sister, Tanisha Nicole Johnson, all the way in Denver, Colorado, and we got together, and then it became as one, just like the Trinity. And it just flowed from my heart.
Wow. Isn't it amazing how God just brings things together, people together, just to bring about a result like such as this, birthing a book?
It was awesome. And from that we have filmed a lifetime friendship. You know, I can't picture not being in some form of contact with either one of them for the rest of my life. You know, it just doesn't seem right.
Hi, Allison. I'm Steve. I'm the co-host.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
All right. It's a pleasure to meet you. And I was just listening to what you were saying a few minutes ago on how you started writing, how you were hurt by your ex-husband. And I was just thinking to myself how amazing it is how pain can bring forth all the things that you can process into your mind, into words, how something that hurts so bad can bring something so beautiful to paper. It's amazing to me sometimes, but it's the truth, it does.
It is. And even though, you know, sometimes I wish I hadn't gone through what I went through, I'm grateful that I went through it, because not only am I here to tell my story, but I'm here to help somebody else, you know, who's either going through it or just come out of it, or help somebody else not even to deal with it. And that's just my
beautiful.
That's just my take on that. God is good.
Well, it's, you know, it's a beautiful story how you can sit back and you're able to tell that story, how it happens. It's true, but it is, it's something how pain can bring forth such beautiful words. And I mean, I know for sure, because I've been in pain before and hurt, and it seems like I write much better when I am. So,
you know, that's true. And somebody said something all the other day that just, it just clicked in my mind when you said that. Somebody said, you know, Mary J. Blige came out with much better songs when she was hurting and in pain. And I'm sitting there thinking, now, why would you want the sister to just be in pain? You know, and sometimes we do bring forth more of ourselves and the realness of ourselves when we're hurting. But, you know, I thank God for being able to talk about the rainbows, too, you know.
Well, you know, a good writer is going to come out of his hat or her hat with whatever creativity God has blessed us with. But
true,
when you hurt, it's just something about pain that makes you a better writer. To me, that is. And, you know, I always tell this story, but I remember from the Five Heartbeats when that guy was found out that his wife was cheating on him with his brother, and he said that at a press conference, that it said that whenever you've been hurt, it makes you a much better writer. That stuck with me in my head since I watched that movie, but it's very true. It is so true. Not to shine light on sadness, but I guess it is, in a sense.
Well, I look at it as, you know, not only will somebody else get their breakthrough, but writing is therapeutic. Lord knows I'm tired now. Therapeutic. Ooh, it's therapeutic, y'all. It's therapeutic.
That's a new word. See, Allison, you see what happens when you become a writer? You start creating your own words and everything.
Yes. All right.
But you are so right, Allison. It is very therapeutic. It's a release, a form of release. It's just, you know, when you need to get something off your... Huh?
I said it really is.
Yeah. So can you tell us some of the content that's in Somebody Pray For Me?
Okay, Somebody Pray For Me deals with a lot of different forms of domestic violence, or overcoming domestic violence, or
So will it fall in the realm of self-help as well, or?
Not so much self-help, really, because it is fiction, but I guess we would kind of call it inspirational, motivational, perhaps, you know. I guess it could be looked at as kind of self-help, or at least helpful. I'm not so sure about self-help, but I just, you know, it was just a blessing to me, and I'm sure it was to Linda and Tanisha as well, to write Somebody Prayed For Me.
When you said earlier in the show that you can help someone else with this particular writing material, do you find yourself ever using this book as a platform for you to kind of minister in a way to people that have gone through some of the things that you've gone through?
Yes, sometimes not even planning on mentioning the book, just me talking, to a young lady or whoever who I know one-on-one who's even dealt with some of the same situations, and she'll say, well, didn't you write a book, and didn't you do so-and-so-and-so? And I was like, well, yes, I did, but, that was just how I got my experience out. How are you going to use your past hurt and your past pain to motivate and bring somebody else up? Because that's what we're here for.
Right, that's a very relative question. Very relative.
Well, Allison, I haven't been blessed with to be able to read any of your writing. So maybe you could bless us in the audience with something that you've written, either a passage from your book or a poem or something, because I haven't been able to read your book. I haven't read your book. And I would like to hear something. I mean, if you don't mind, if that's not putting you on the spot, if you're not too tired.
I think I can comprehend well enough to read a little something.
You know? All right. You ain't too tired, huh?
Not that tired. This is actually a poem from the short story version and also will be incorporated into the novel version of Discovering the Joy Within. And this poem is entitled Angels. Angels, just as God gave you to me, he needed you more. His son, Jesus Christ, wanted you by his very side. Grammy, Nanny, and Mavia wanted to care for you and shower you with all of their love and affection. Oh, angels, how I miss you. My babies, I never wanted to let you go, but God himself wanted you to. It's mommy's prayer that we will meet again, but until I see your beautiful face, know that I love you with everything that I am and everything that I dream. And that is based on the situation where my main character, Jordan, loses her twin daughters after only being around for a few hours.
Wow. That's deep.
Wow. Yeah, I actually have tears over
good.
Here in my eyes. Wow. Thanks for it. Wow, wonderful, wonderful. And then you said that's a part of an upcoming novel?
Discovering the Joy Within is the upcoming novel, yes.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. Now you got me over here anticipating because I'm a book lover. I buy books like crazy.
Of somebody prayed for me, waiting for you.
Yes. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Talk to us a little bit about Advertising My Love,
okay,
as much as you can tell us.
It's a contemporary kind of inspirational short story with a romantic plot. Advertising My Love is about a young woman whose husband just up and left her with twins when they were 2 months old and never said he was going for cigarettes and never looked back. Carla persevered. She did what she had to do, the story picks up 2 years later, you know, the twins are two and then preschool, and, you know, they're doing their thing and running all over the house. And, but she was doing her thing and holding things down and working at a advertising agency. And she has everything going for her and has high self-esteem until it comes to having a possible love life. She feels like, well, if Frank didn't want me, why would anybody else want me? And her boss is very interested in her, and he's a widow, and, you know, with, had been dealing with his pain. And
sounds interesting.
I'm excited for it to come out. I kind of surprised myself with it because, you know, I never really planned to get into the romance genre like that, but I enjoyed writing.
romance is better than the hearts of all of us. You know, it's there. You know, all you got to do is just lay back and let it relax and let it flow. This romance is there for all of us.
That's true. I guess in a way, I was kind of like Carla. You know, at first, you know, thing was, I don't want to deal with love. Bump love. Who needs love? I don't need no love.
That's my new novel right there. Bump love.
You're already getting this right.
Nah, I can't say that because we all need love, you know.
Yeah, that's,
but that's a good title for somebody that's angry.
Yeah.
I could see that being a wonderful title. Inspired by Allison.
Inspired by Allison Booth from Asheville, North Carolina.
Allison, how do you find time with such a busy schedule? I can imagine being in the medical industry and being in school that a lot of your time is consumed with being involved in those things. How do you find time to write, and how do you prepare as well?
I don't know if I so much prepare because I really can't. It hits me, Michelle. Steve, I can be laying there asleep and have to jump up and get on my laptop and type until my heart is content.
Because I know how you
do. You are a bona fide writer. Because I know that feeling.
Let me tell you something. I did this the other day. I was at work, and I work in a really fast-paced office. The phones are always ringing. There's always interruptions. And, you know, I'm one of them challenge-seeking dudes. I like a challenge. So the phones was ringing all around me, and I wrote a poem while I was sitting in Facebook. And I wrote a poem in Facebook. And while the phones were ringing, and I was working and answering phones and writing this poem. It took me about a half hour to write it. But I wrote it, and it was decent, you know, because I just felt like at the time something I needed to write. And, you know, when you got that itch to write something, you got that itch. You got to get it out. You just can't sit back on it. Because if you don't, you'll never, if you don't do it when you feel it, then you ain't going to write the way you should have written the thing in the first place. So.
Absolutely. I so agree with that.
And plus, my characters, they won't shut up. So, you know. I'm working, you know, I've got a couple of different projects going on at the same time, and they fight for each other's attention. So, you know, I can be working on one, and the other one's hollering, what's happening? You know, it's almost like you can really hear them going off on you because you're not writing about them. So,
all right. Do you see any of your titles ever? Go ahead.
I was saying sometimes I wonder if me hearing my character scream and holler at me was a mental disorder. And I'm playing a
like
I've been playing
what you,
that's a personality.
Well, we're going to play with you on that one, Allison. But I think it's okay. I really do. As long as y'all start talking back to them, it's okay.
Allison, do you talk back to them?
No, I haven't talked back to them yet.
Not like out loud, but in your head, like, shut up, I'm doing
I think I've caught myself a couple of times saying, please shut up, I'm trying to sleep, I'm tired.
I don't know, that's the best-selling author coming out in you, so you have a need to write, so that's all right. Do you ever see any of your titles becoming, on the silver screen or in movies or Broadway plays?
I would love to see Discovering the Joy Within. And also my short story within Somebody Prayed for Me, which is titled Her Silent Hell. Those are two movies
I think you need
to be seen. And
I guess I need to get on.
Thank you.
You got some really
nice.
Get on the ball right.
All of your titles just jump out to me saying that it could be either a Broadway play or on a Life channel, you know, the Life Network channel especially. Because those are kind of interesting that particular network has a lot of programs that, that's meant to inspire or to heal or provide a way of outlet. And all of your titles are wonderful titles. I just got to let you know that.
one of my favorite titles that you have is Bump Love.
Well, I tell you what, you email me after the show, and we'll talk about working on that one together, okay?
Okay, Bump Love.
Bump
I got to get her email address.
We'll definitely make sure that I'm going to get all of that at the end of the before we end the show, because people got to know how to get in contact with you.
Most definitely.
You have anything else that another piece that you would like to share with us from your book or excerpt or?
Yeah, or a favorite passage or. I know I got a couple of favorite passages.
What's your favorite passage, Steve? I'm curious.
You know, one of my favorite passages is Michelle.
You say Bump Love.
No, not Bump Love. I'm not going to take you there. We're going to write it together, and then we can talk all about Bump Love.
Okay.
But one of my favorite passages in my poem was, how'd it go? Let me see if I can remember it. Did you ever figure out why it's so hard? How's it go? Maybe I should pull it up before I talk about it, huh? Hold on a minute. That's a good idea.
Well, Steve, it's we're going to have to let Allison hear you sing a little bit before she leaves the show this evening.
Oh, Lord, here you go. Throw me up under the bus.
Allison, this man can sing. And when I say sing, I need to take out the I and put the A in there because he can sing. It's very beautiful music.
Okay, the passage, it's not a passage, it's just a couple of lines. But it says, have you ever tried to figure out why love is so hard to comprehend? Because love was created in the minds of God and not in the minds of men. I love that. It has so much meaning
to it.
That's
beautiful.
Because it's so true.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a little strong love, man. She's always throwing me up under the bus with this singing stuff. We're going to make you sing one day. That's right, Michelle. You going to sing.
Emma!
Y'all don't ask Allison to sing, y'all be all right.
Come on, Allison, you got to join in. We're going to be
no,
here
for you. You might think it's a cat or a dog howling at the moon. Mm-hmm.
Some cats don't sound
okay,
familiar.
I just want to... I just wanted to ask Allison this particular question. I wanted to ask you earlier, with your pen sisters, you kind of gave them praise with the collaboration on Somebody Pray For Me. Mm-hmm. How did you guys manage to, if you were in all, you know, different areas across the globe, how did you manage to bring that project really together?
You know what? Email.
Email? You did a lot of emailing?
Everything was done by email and telephone. Yeah. We
wow.
Christmas Day 2007.
All right now. Wonderful. So you guys were able to brainstorm, you know, via email and then just bring all your thoughts together and it just
mm-hmm.
everything just meshed.
Yes, it really did.
Have you guys considered as far as the financial part of it, did you guys sign some type of contract together before doing the collaboration?
Well, it wasn't done before doing the collaboration. We actually had originally intended to self-publish it, but we accidentally uploaded the unedited version instead of paid for edited version online, and so we weren't pleased with it, and then we decided, well, we can't afford to try to publish again, so... Let's go and see if we can find a publisher. And actually, Linda and Tanisha both had already been with this publisher, XYP, Express Yourself Publishing, out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And they were both, you know, they both had titles with her. And then I joined on with Somebody Prayed For Me. And that's how we ended up releasing all.
I wanted to ask you that question because I know a lot of authors do collaborations, but sometimes people don't consider the possibilities of the legalities of it or the financial end of it, and what if they don't consider the what ifs all the time, because you have such wonderful titles, it just made me wonder if you guys had really thought about that, because what if you guys are approached by someone that wanted to turn your book into some type of scripted theater, you know,
We were actually approached by someone out of Chicago about doing Somebody Prayed For Me, doing 7 out of the 9 short stories in Somebody
Prayed
For Me, as, you know, short films. And we were all excited and were preparing to sign contracts, and then they came at us with, oh, well, we see that you're published under a publisher, you know, who has representation. We can't take you. We just want self-published people that did it themselves. And turned out that the reason they wanted somebody who didn't have representation was because they were not legit whatsoever. They wanted to, I mean, they really do come out with films, but they wanted to take all of the rights.
Oh, yeah.
And we not be compensated in any shape, form, or fashion. And we just said, you know what, we can't do it. This is not God's timing. When God's timing comes around, everything will be perfect and in order.
So, I absolutely agree with that. Yeah, you will find people that in the industry that will approach you, and it gives you an element of excitement because Who doesn't want their writings to be turned into movies and plays
and
things
so
like that?
Excited. Especially me, because, you know, I'm so much younger than, you know, I'm like 10 years younger than them. And this was a couple of years ago when the book first came out. So I was young, you know, younger and less mature than I am now. And I was like, oh, it's going to be a movie. It's going to be. You know, I was all excited. Telling everybody and booking my flight to Chicago and just everything.
Wow, you know, yeah,
I
it's
felt
just
like a little kid being let down on Christmas Day, you know.
I like the way you express that. Yeah, it does, that would give you that feeling. But the important thing is that you know that it will be in God's time, and then that will be the right time.
That's true.
That will be the right time. Allison, if people wanted to get in contact with you, can you remind all the listeners? Let me just take this time to really thank all the guests that we have in the chat room, Jimmy619, guest 4628, SoftKisses63, guest 4578. We'd just like to thank you again for hanging out with us and listening to a phenomenal poet and author, Allison Dees, whom we have on the air now. Did you still want to share something else? Did you come across that yet?
If we have time, I have a little excerpt I think I could read.
Yeah, we have a little time. You are our guest.
Well, this is actually also from the novel version of Discovering the Joy Within.
Okay.
The more she cried, the more her heart ached. Crouched in the corner with her head tucked between her knees, Jordan released the inner pain that weighed heavily upon her slumping shoulders. She cried, yes, pounding her fist against her head, and cried louder, praying the tears would cleanse her soul. God, why? She never thought she'd find herself angry with God again and questioning him. But as she sat there in the darkness, the question refused to be repressed any longer. Why? All she wanted was to be loved and have a child to hold in her arms. She wanted a baby she could nurse and hold close to her heart. Jordan actually longed for restless nights where she stood up rocking her little one to sleep, comforting him or her in her arms. She dreamed of hearing first words and seeing her baby take its first step. It angered her that so many women aborted and abandoned children when she suffered not one, but three tragic losses. First, her twins were born 3 months early and only survived hours on this earth. And God, she hated Carlos, the man who had supplied her with the seed but not the love to help her baby girls grow. She thought she'd moved on beyond that handicap, but in that moment, she hated him more than she ever had. He had took not one, but two babies away from her and never once showed an ounce of remorse. And then there was Eric, her husband, well, ex-husband. She never even got a chance to tell him that she was pregnant. Before she could share that news with him, he broke her heart and left her for another. That was a short piece from Discovering the Joy Within.
All right. I can't wait. This. You got me thirsty over here wanting to read that.
That was beautiful.
So I definitely cannot wait to indulge in your writings. We have 4 minutes left in the show. We want to just take this time and ask Allison if you can, you know, tell all our listeners out there how they can get in contact with you, how they can connect with you, you know, your Facebook, if you're on Facebook, MySpace, where can you be found at, Allison?
Okay, my Facebook and MySpace are actually linked on my direct webpage, so you can click one button and get right to me from there. And my webpage is www.allison, allisondeese.webs.com. There's also links to both the web pages for the book Somebody Prayed for Me, where you can also reach out to Linda and Tanisha from that page. And there is also a link there for Discovering the Joy Within. You know, join the website, find out, and keep up with what's going on with me through my writing journey, through my journey in life, period. And reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you.
I'll definitely be going to the site. I do think I've visited your website before. A lot of times I just check in and browse quickly, you know, but I'll take time to spend some time just to learn as much as I can. And we want to just take this time out to just really thank author, poet, medical office assistant, administrator, Allison M. Deese. You know, I got to get all your credentials in there. I got to let it, you know, tell them all, everything that you're doing, because you put it in your bio, so why not? The co-author, Somebody Prayed for Me, upcoming project, Advertising My Love, coming out spring of 2011. Also, Discovering the Joy Within. Again, she could be reached and connected with on her website, www.allisonmdeese.webs.com, and that's www.allisonmdeese.webs.com. Allison, I really, really appreciate you agreeing to come onto the show. It was great hanging out with you.
Thank you for having me. I have enjoyed you and Steve.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet you, Allison.
It's nice to meet you.
I can't wait till you guys write that book, because you guys got me excited, because
yeah,
I didn't know that.
You wrote that down. I didn't write it down, but I'm going to get the email address and send it. Is that where you want me to send it to, Allison? Is that where you want me to contact
Michelle? Well, Michelle has my private email address, so, you know, just...
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely make sure he gets it, because I want you guys to write that, because I think that that will be a great collaboration.
Yeah, bump love. Remember that, y'all, listeners out there, bump love. The new book by Allison MDs and Stevie G.
I'm going to make a few announcements. Again, thank Allison M. Deese for coming out, hanging out with us, and sharing with us her journey as a writer. Quickly, next week we will have author poet Yolanda Poetic Flow Jackson coming in from Chicago. The following week we will have CEO, author, poet, writer, motivational speaker, Dweeba Frazier. We got a whole laundry list of people just coming out to hang with us on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And we're very excited for our guests that came out today, for our visitors. We really appreciate you taking the time to stop by. And we love you. God bless you. And we'll see you next time on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Bye, love you.
Love you.
We're ending the show with India Ari Wonderful.